Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, April 17, 2024, pre-market report. People, I don't know how to put what I'm about to say in another way that's going to sound beautiful and lovely, because it's not. You and I have covered for a freaking decade the issues regarding the global debt market. Forget about just here in the United States. All right, everyone's focused on what's happening here, and it's just, you know, look, it's that in the box thinking, and we got to start, you know, expanding our minds here a little bit. What am I talking about more specifically? You and I know for a fact that the debt market is a time bomb. It's a ticking time bomb, and this situation is getting worse right before our eyes. And we're seeing things that should, you know, look, you can't be afraid of a damn thing, but you have to understand that we need to raise our awareness and take action. Again, this is a channel for people of action, not people who want to be entertained, all right? I know sometimes I can go a little off the deep end, you know, with my Janet Yellen and stuff, but that's just a coping mechanism for me. But let's talk seriously what's going on. What did we find out just like last week? This debt market issue here, and I'm not talking about what we're seeing with regard to the sell-off here. Let's hold that for just a moment. There's always these auctions for U.S. debt, and this stuff here, no one wants it. No one wants to buy the debt. That should alone in itself allow you to understand what's going on. Now, this gets worse. This is from today. This is Market Watch. Fund managers are giving up on bonds in a way they haven't in 20 years. So let's talk about this a little bit more. You and I have again discussed right here over and over and over and over and over again what it is that central banks, in this case the Federal Reserve, wants more than anything else. And that is they want to become the lenders and buyers of last resort so they can extort more control out of all of us. So let's just say, well, if what we're seeing now gets worse, and I can't imagine that it's not going to, unless something happens, hold that thought here, the debt market as a whole could go no bid. If the debt market goes no bid, we are going to see an epic moment in time here. And I'm talking about what you and I have been, you know, speaking about for years, a meltdown on an epic scale. That is understanding that the debt market is it's the linchpin to this entire financial nightmare that we are in. That's what we are in, a financial nightmare of distortions, of untruths, of falsehoods, a market with no bearing on reality whatsoever. It's laughable. You sit here and you listen to CNBC, Bloomberg, Fox Business, and they parade out this freak and that freak talking about, well, where do you see the market going with regard to anything? Well, they go, it depends on earnings. The market is dependent on earnings. Absolutely not. The market is dependent on easy money and suppressed rates. And this, my beautiful friends, is a big part of it. So if we understand no one wants to own U.S. debt anymore. Again, we had an auction here recently that, you know, was pretty bad. And we're only going to get worse from here. And the fund managers, you have to understand, it's the institutions that buy most of this stuff. It's not the regular guy and the regular girl here that dabble in this kind of nonsense, all right? It's these institutions. And if they go no bid, look, let me put this another way. Okay, let's put this together in a way that maybe is easier to understand. In the environment we are in, we're watching debt sell off pretty rapidly. I mean, it's not to a degree where we need to go running for the hills just yet, but we're seeing debt sell off and bond yield spike. This is not what a bond trader wants to see. You have to understand, when people are buying debt, or when institutions are buying debt, or if the Federal Reserve is buying debt, yields drop, which is bullish for bonds. Okay, so the last thing a bond investor wants to see is rising rates. Okay, you get a run for the hills. No one wants to buy the debt. Fund, not even fund managers, nobody. Okay, except obviously for central banks who want to be the buyers and lenders of last resort here. It's astonishing what these things, institutions pull off here. But again, if you and I realize that, let me put this another way here, it appears to me, gauging from there's no buyers here in the debt market, or buyers are dwindling away here, that we could be very close to a major event, a meltdown in the debt market, because everyone's going to go running for the hills at the same time. You have to understand how this works. If you and I realize again, and I'm trying my hardest to break down what may be a somewhat complicated topic into its fundamentals. Okay, let's do this here. If you and I understand that it is this monster, it's a financial monster. I've called it a financial Frankenstein. That is the debt market hyperbubble. And this goes beyond hyperbubble, people. Way, way, way beyond that. It's very hard to get your head around. Even for someone like myself, who's a market guy to the highest order, who lives this stuff, who breathes this stuff, who studies this stuff around the clock. It's just out of control. And again, if we realize what we're seeing here, okay, we're going to fund this project, $369 billion for the Inflation Reduction Act. You can't make this stuff up. $95 billion for this and $60 billion for that. Do you see what's going on here? The mechanism of pulling cash into the now? We don't have it. No nation has it. It has to be borrowed into existence here. And again, added to the debt. This mechanism can't stop, but it looks like it is. Okay, no one wants to buy the debt. You have debt auctions going nearly no bid, and you got fund managers telling you they don't want to buy the debt either. So again, this sets up central banks, in this case the Fed, to gain even more power, more control over all of us, which is what they want anyway. But there's something else here that we need to talk about. And I'm going to go over this again because it's critical information. The big show, and that's all this was, didn't work. With the big show, the big, you know, the over the skies of Israel here, with one injury reported, a child. Okay, of course, everything is laid out perfectly. Nothing is left to chance here. Okay, so they can sell you a story, which is now being used by our so-called loving, caring representatives toward putting together this foreign aid weapons package to the tune of another $95 freaking billion. Okay, lovely and beautiful. This is all scripted. You all know that. It's staged. This was set up. How they do it, aftermarket hours, on weekends as usual. Okay, they're selling us another story. And again, if you don't back up, if you are opposed to this billions and billions of dollars, then you're unpatriotic. You don't want to protect children. This is what they're doing. Okay, they know exactly how to play the game. They know how to screw you over to the royalist possible highest order and extort you as well. This is extortion on a massive scale. But again, the big show didn't work. What we watched was it pretty much backfire. We watched a continuation of a sell-off here in the debt market, which means to me, if we understand, let's put this together. Debt market, which has the potential of going no bid here. Okay, no one wants to buy the debt. Fund managers don't want to buy the debt. Okay, U.S. T-bills, no one wants to own that stuff because of the rising rate environment. Again, as we just discussed, nobody that's investing in debt here wants to see yields continue to rise because they lose money. They want to see yields come down. So it just seems obvious to me that if the big show didn't work, didn't impress most people, and most people said, hey, you know, this looks like it was staged. It was completely staged. You all know that with the real-time footage and fighter planes and the beautiful show in the sky. It looked like 4th of July, didn't it? Yeah, it was beautiful, wasn't it? It didn't work. So that tells me that either the Fed is going to take direct action and start buying more debt, lower rates soon, or we're going to see a major event, a major false flag event, something that's going to frighten investors so much that they will feel compelled or a compulsion to flee to the perceived safety of debt, and that would drive yields down. Let me pause for a moment. Does this make sense to you, what I'm saying here? And I hope you can hear a little bit of urgency in my voice, because if this does not go the way I'm talking about here, not only are we going to see a meltdown in the debt market that is going to be What that means is, again, you have to understand, if the stock markets of the world are dependent on action in the debt market, meaning also that stock markets around the world are derivatives, they derive value from action in the debt market, what do you think that's going to do? What do you think that's going to do? Hypothetical here, debt market goes no bid, debt starts to sell off, no one wants this stuff. Fed doesn't step in. They allow the system to melt down because that's what they're going to do anyway at one point. You know that. They are trying just desperately and very successfully to destroy the current system only to issue in a new one, but they're going to make you beg for a new system as this one is collapsing. Again, look, we're going to face a credit freeze, a lockup of the system. Cash isn't going to work. Nothing's going to work. There's going to be pandemonium in the streets, and that's what they're leading up to. Again, so they can say, hey, you know what? We have a solution for you. They're the ones who have created this problem. You understand? And they're the ones who are going to offer a solution as well. You and I are nothing but a means to an end here, people. I don't know another way to put this. I sincerely hope that you got something out of this video blog here. So, consider what I have said here. No one wants to buy the debt anymore, not even big funds. UST bills, no one wants them. Okay, so either the Fed has to, again, fulfill their endgame to be the buyer and lender of last resort, or they have to extort this out of people by creating a major false flag event, something that way, way bigger than the big show. The big show did not work. It backfired, in my view, as we watched the continuation of sell-off in the debt market. It was supposed to instill enough fear in investors that they would flee to safety in the debt market and yields would come down. It didn't work. So they need something much bigger. So people, look, have the high ground. Be ready for what's coming here. And don't be afraid. Understand, look, we can't control too many things. It's the truth. But we can get ourselves on the right side of this to the best of our ability here, okay? So fear will paralyze you. Understand the concepts that I have covered here with you. If it makes sense to you, I want to hear from you. Hey, Greg, what you're saying makes sense. So, Greg, you're so far off base. Let me know what you think, okay? I'm excited to hear from you, and I will read through the comments. I always do, okay? I might not write back, but I do read through the comments. All right, with that said, people, I'm going to let you all go. And I hope the things that what we cover allow you to understand what you need to do. Again, this is a channel for lions, all right? For people who are going to take action, not sit back here and suck their freaking thumb in some corner of the room. You understand? All right. Got your back, as always. We got each other's backs, as always. We take care of each other, as always, okay? I will see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. I really hope to see you there. Have some questions ready for me with regarding to this video as well, all right? I want to answer your questions. I'm going to do my best to cover your questions later as well, all right? Love you a lot. I will see all of you later. Until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.